Yeah, so you can pass or
I
like
can
some.
pass or go, it's not coming to me.
I'd like it if you went.
No.
Yeah, we can start talking like that. That's fine by me.
Excellent.
Anyway, I'm talking to Alison Hill. It's episode 175, Alison.
No way.
Yeah, that's a
175.
special
God.
number.
It
The
is.
sesquicentennial. I don't know. I don't think that's right,
Oh.
but it sounds good, doesn't
I was really impressed, actually.
I
I thought for a second,
should never
you
admit.
shouldn't have
No.
qualified that at
No.
all. I would have just gone with it and gone, fuck, you know so much.
Yeah, I
And
know
I
so
am
much.
dumb.
Either that, or you really would thought this was so important, you'd better look up what the 175th
No,
anniversary is.
I would have just assumed you knew
Yeah, well, good. Let's go with that.
it.
Assuming I know things is what you do best.
Yes, that's right. Well, I kind of rely on it, actually.
Yeah, of me knowing things.
My friend Matthew says, my friend Matt Murray says,
And that's all you need to know.
that's right.
Yeah. Now I needed to
And people go,
Who is this Matt Barry? He sounds very wizened.
Oh, yes, he's quite wizened, yes.
Yes, very wise. He's over it. He's all over it.
He's all over it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I mean, that brings me to my first question, which I asked you, and I was very interested in your answer. It's the only question I preloaded for you. Which was, what was the last compliment you got that was you got for the first time? Like an original compliment where no one had complimented you on that before? And what was your answer?
The one I sent to you,
Yeah.
or the one that I'm not allowed to tell you?
Oh, what? What
What?
do you mean there's one you're not allowed to tell me?
Well, you said don't tell me before the recording so
Well,
that.
no, but we're recording now.
Oh, I know that, but so I think I sent you a
Right.
thing
Oh,
saying, but
yes.
that's a bit of a stretch because, now that I'm not, like a hot 30-year-old, I don't really get compliments,
Yeah,
but
right.
oh, not that I was probably a hot 30-year-old, but you know what I mean. But probably the last one is, you seem to really have it together. And
Right.
I thought you're crazy, but also, well, that's quite a compliment.
Yeah.
But you're not seeing the feet swimming below the water,
What was the context of that? Was it someone you knew? Was it an
Oh, I think,
acquaintance?
no, I think that was actually today.
Oh,
Today
today.
at the event, yeah. And they
Oh.
said to me, "Oh, you've got it so to you're so together, and you really had it all worked out, and you were really
Ah,
together."
right.
And it was, yeah. And I went, "Oh, okay,
And
well,
you're in a monologue with saying, "Don't fuck it up, don't fuck it up, don't
that's
fuck it
right.
up, don't fuck
Shut
it
up,
up."
shut up,
Stop
shut
talking. Stop talking, Alison. Stop talking.
up."
You can
That's
stop
right.
talking now.
That's right.
So, what was this event? Is
I
in
did
your wonderful book world?
in my book world, yes, I did an interview with Graham Simsion, who did the Rosie Project, and
Right.
his lovely wife Anne, who have written the book The Glass House, which is brand new out in books shops.
Yeah. What's the glass house?
The Glass House is about, it's essentially about what's going on in a mental health unit. So
Ah.
the main character is sort of like she's a psychiatric registrar, and she's finding her feet in a like a mental health unit, which is the glass house is kind of the area where all the staff members operate, so they can see all the patients.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and they
See,
can sort of catch up and yeah.
you have a photo. You sent me a photo of yourself, with your eyes closed, which
With
I
my eyes
appreciated.
closed.
But I thought it was some kind of like a botanic book because that's sort of, I guess that's what the glass house is
No,
for. And the
I know,
cover's
right?
like all these lovely pictures of
Yeah.
plants, but
Yeah, yeah.
interesting. So they
Yeah.
watch them So they can see them. Oh, okay. So what do you actually, let's get into the minutiae of that. Like, what does that actually involve organizing an event like that? I've been to events where the authors come in and they either read or they, talk about their process and everyone claps and gets them to sign stuff and then they leave. But what's it? How do you organize it? Who does the booking? I've got a lot of questions.
Well, oh, you're so asking the wrong person. I'm the most recently employed employee. But I think there's generally a call out. I mean, Graham and Anne were doing are doing the Great Australian Bookshop Tour around Australia for this book. So they want to hit all the bookshops because they want to, and part of that is about promoting bookshops and, getting people back into bookshops, which I love. I guess that they put out a bit of an email, and it was people putting their hands up. And we'd gotten a reader's copy, and I had read the reader's copy, and I bloody loved it. It was so good. I actually kept checking to see if it was fiction or non-fiction because I was thinking, this sounds really real. But and it was a really, really good book, and I wrote a blurb to the owner saying, this is a really good book, and she read it as well, and she agreed, and so we got on that, and put our hand up and said, yes, please, please come to Maria Books, and that's how we got it. And we were able to do it at the local one of the local pubs or waterfront pub.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so nice. And so they came and we had a couple of hours to chat, and Jan, the owner, asked if I would do the interview because she said, oh, the author, these Graham and Anne prefer to be, they prefer to have an interviewer than doing the event themselves. And I just went, yeah, why not? I
Is
mean,
that
that's not, look, I've listened to you and your fellas talk about emceeing for weddings and stuff, and just going, wow, you're awesome. That's really great how you do that. Previously, I've done training, like done training courses. So I've done the training to do training courses,
Yeah.
and I was quite good at that as well. But I just work myself up into such a little frenzy
Into quite
that.
a lather, would you say?
Into a lather. I worked myself up into quite the lather. Yes.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm trying to manage that because that's just my head stuff, and that's okay.
So when you so did you have like how many did you pre-prepare questions? I'm taking it you're over
I
prepared.
did. Of course I did. Yes. I over-prepared. I
As
know
you should.
I overthunk it. I slept very little last night, and I won't be long for bed after this is over.
Rightly so. You'll probably be like, oh no, I should have said this about the event. Oh no, I said the
I
wrong thing
know.
about right. So
Correct. Yeah.
when you got there today, were like so you nervous, nervous, nervous. Once it started, was it okay, or did it take a little while to
Once
get?
it started, it was okay, but then in the interviewer role, I mean, and I'm sure as an MC or well, actually, I'm sure as a teacher, in that role, all of a sudden you go, okay, we have 2 hours, and
Wow.
I've got to manage this.
That's a
So I've got
long
to
time,
get
isn't it?
the questions happening. I've got to make sure I'm asking the right questions. I've got to be listening to everything so that I don't ask something that's actually already been answered. That was tricky because these guys were amazing. And I've also got to allow for time for audience questions. And what if there are no audience questions? And also, book signings. And inevitably, you'll be in a situation where the audience has no questions. And then the second you say, okay, thanks everybody for coming, they rush the authors
To ask them their specific
to
questions.
ask them the specific questions. So allowing time for all of that, and for these poor people who have traveled and are doing, 300 of these bookshop things, and so that they've got time to get away and and have a little quiet moment for themselves. So, yeah, so it was all of that. And I was very aware of that. And also, I also had a colleague back at the bookshop who was on her own. So I needed to
Okay.
make sure that it was over so I could get back and close up shop with her at the end of the day.
Oh, okay. So what
Yeah.
was your that was like being a teacher, what you're describing is.
Yeah, I bet it was. I'm glad that I don't do that on the daily, that's for sure.
I was talking about that the other day. It's like one of the hardest parts of the job is that your what way could I describe it? Like your brain feet are already walking somewhere else.
Yeah,
They're already going to another
totally.
thing. And I think when the teaching's good or the class is good, then that's the only real time that you're present. That's like meetings really. Okay, oh, my head's trying to do things that I'm going to do once this meeting's over and all that stuff.
But
So,
what I want to know is, what do you do when you're mid-class and you've got to do a poo? Like, that wouldn't happen all the time,
you know
but
how
when
many
you've got
questions I've, how
that
many things down here I've got? I've got poop talk underlined here, Alison.
Oh,
That's not a lie. I don't think you can read that, but if I hold it up here, maybe. I don't know if you can see. Yeah, there it is.
it is. Poop
Poop talk.
talk. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do?
Okay, so I mean, regular listeners and people who know me well will know I don't really have this issue
I know, but
because
what if?
it doesn't.
Because the glasses of water in the morning, I know.
But it doesn't. I don't know. I think you just. I
What
think
if
it.
you ate some wobbly
Well, if it's wobbly
takeaway
stuff,
for
yeah.
lunch?
If it's
Yeah.
wobbly, then I would just leave. You know, I would do what I normally do, especially if I have to do a wee. I put my
Yeah.
hand up in the middle of class, and then a student will say, "What?" And I say, "Can I go to the toilet, please?" Because that's exactly what they would do. So I
Yeah.
ask permission, and then I go to the toilet. And I don't know, you like you. It depends on your class that you've got.
Yeah.
Most of the classes I have are all pretty nice, so I never really worry about like going to the toilet, coming back, and
Yeah.
finding a disaster. But if I've eaten something wobbly, yeah, then I would just say I've got to go to the toilet, and off I'd go.
And
And
I
if it
don't know
was
how long it's going to
no,
take.
and if it was
Yeah.
really wobbly, then I would go and tell someone. I would tell the
Yeah,
teacher
yeah.
next door. I would go and tell my boss, like,
And you
"Well, there's
know
some
what? I
wobbly things happening." And
and that's the beauty of the mobile phone now, right?
yeah, but we there's no mobile phone policy in schools,
Ooh.
so we are modeling that as well. So I
Right.
don't carry my phone around with me in school as well, which can be an issue if there's a crisis, but it's what they want, so that's how
Sure.
it happens. But when I
Yeah.
was at college, you would just go, "I'm going to the toilet," and you'd come back 10 minutes later covered in sweat, and the students would be like, "All right, carrying on." You know, they're just like you said, if it's a wobbly one,
Boy,
yeah, woo, oh, look like a walnut.
fruity.
Yeah, that was there. Yeah, that was something else. Yeah, how about that? So I don't know. It happened rare. It happened so rarely that. But
Yeah.
yes, that's what I would do. If it was a real crisis, then I would definitely let someone know. You know,
Yeah,
when
yeah.
we if I was biting down on something to really get through, like, "Oh, I've got to get out of here. The walls are closing in."
Oh, wow. The visual image I have is outstanding.
So the poop talk was about a number of poop talks. You said you had
Yeah.
three nervous poops.
I did. Yes, I
We
did.
so the nervous poop is a
Oh,
delight,
man.
a delightful thing. It's also something you have to teach your children about. I didn't realize. But last year when Violet was, I'm sure she'd love hearing me tell this story.
In
Before her
10
butt.
years' time, she's so not talking to
She's not talking to me if she hears this now. She'd be like, "What?" She
you.
might barge in. Before her basketball grand final last year,
Oh, yeah.
she came to see me and was just like, "Oh, I just went to the toilet and I think there's something wrong. Oh, like I've got an upset stomach or I've eaten something." And I was like, "How many times have you been to the toilet?" She said, "Once." And I was like, "Oh, come on. That's just nerves." And she was like,
That's
"Really?"
nothing.
And I was like, "Yes. In fact, I'm going to text Poppy your grandfather to let him know. And she was like, don't do that. I bet you his answer will make you be entertained. And so I text him, and of course he wrote back. Only one. Oh my God. Anytime I had anything nervous to do, I was three or four times. And I was like, yep.
Hells yeah.
And he said it was even worse watching like other team when we were playing sport. He was like, oh my
Oh,
God. And he wasn't even playing.
wow.
So yeah, she was like,
That's
really?
very validating.
Yes, I said you'd be validated by your
Yeah.
grandfather. But I was like, oh
Yeah.
wow, what a moment that I never expected to be like, oh, first nervous, a nervy one.
A nervy poos.
Back to
Yeah.
the choice. So you had three this morning. That's pretty great.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
And speaking of the poop as well, because we
Yeah.
love that. Today, like this is as live as it comes. I sent you a text, did I not? That was not meant for you.
You did it. Yes, you did.
Now,
Oh,
if
I
you
was
can find that,
delighted.
do you want to read that?
I do. I do want to. So you said, "Are you free today?" I literally have nothing to do from 12 till 2. If not, we can go tonight at 8. That's fine. And the next text from you says,
What? Oh dear.
"Thank you for leaving the thank you for leaving the poop in the toilet for me to find when I got home."
Well, I made a mistake. I was texting you and my wife, and
Yes, much later. In fact, how many hours later?
yeah,
2 hours later, you
two
said,
hours.
"That was for Justine, obviously."
Well, yeah, just in case
And
you're a bit confused.
I said, "Obviously, because I haven't pooed in your toilet this year."
Oh, that's great.
Oh dear, that's wonderful. Spouse talk.
Spouse talk.
That's
So,
great.
again, Justine will love this even more, but she never listens, so that's fine. So, another one is, like I have single friends who are in their 20s and
Yeah.
early 30s, and often they ask me about like what's the married life like. And so I will send them like things like that about this is what married life is like.
Yeah.
And this is what she'd sent through last year. I said to her, what's it like being married to Justine? Here she is dropping Noelle and Violet off for Noelle's orientation day. And it was a photo of them, of the girls walking off to school together. And it says, I'm not going to lie, I cried all the way home. Right. And then
Yeah.
right underneath it said, the poo I did today was extra spicy with like
Oh,
lots of poop emojis and fire and chilies. So I said, that's what it's like being married to Justine. That's what
correct.
married life is like. It's a lot of poop talk, and
Correct. Yeah.
I'm sure it's not the
We
first time I've sent the wrong message about poop to the wrong
have.
person.
No, that's right. We yes, marriage is reminding each other that you're going to have visitors and you have to start flushing the toilet. Yes.
Yes, can you
That
just check? That's all
yeah.
we ask.
People are coming over, so please just flush the toilet. Yeah.
Everyone, all right.
Remember
Yes.
to flush the toilet,
Get the
please.
family together and remember. Now, good. I'm glad we got poop talk out of the way. I'm glad I didn't
Okay.
come down.
Tick.
Tick. Now, I needed to tell you
Yes.
yesterday, Noelle was at home and something happened, and I thought of you. I thought, I don't know why, but I know that Alison would have enjoyed this as much as I did. I called her from my work. I went outside and called her, and when I called her, I was talking to her on the phone, and two stunt planes flew overhead, one very close to the other, like on top of the other one, basically flying
Yeah.
very close and on top. And I said, whoa. And Noelle said, what's going on? I said, I just two planes like flying one like on top of the other, like super close, like a stunt plane. She was like, yeah, that's weird. And I said, hang on, let me just, and I watched them go over there. I think they're heading your way. And so she was like, oh, okay, go outside. So anyway, she went outside and then I was talking to her and then I heard them and she's like, oh, here they are.
Oh,
And it was,
that's so
I
cool.
thought, I bet you Allison would like that. This, the
Yeah.
thought of they were where I was, now they're where
And now
you
they're where you are.
are. Isn't that cool?
It's like you sent a gift.
That's right. And it was like 40 seconds later. It was so fast.
Yes.
That takes 10 minutes to drive.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That is so cool.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you have to be really excited about those things, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you betcha. I would have been, yeah, I would have been writing.
Yeah.
I also would have been writing to hearing them on the phone
Yeah,
and going,
yeah.
oh, they were here
Yeah.
and now they're there.
Isn't
Yeah.
it weird that they were here and now they're there?
There. Yes.
Strange.
And I'm talking to
I
you.
know, and I'm
Yeah.
talking to you. Oh, well, yeah, very strange. It's like they flew from me to you. That was their mission, anyway. What
I don't see why not.
even more reminded me of you was
Eagles.
while I was on the phone
Yeah.
to her, I said, oh, there's a load of washing in the machine. Can you take it out and hang it up? She said, yep, no problem. And then when I got home to see if she'd like to hang out and have lunch with her and to see how she was going, I came in the front door and she was running out the back door with all the towels. And I said, I see you out there. I came out and go, what are you doing? Like I told, we were on the phone and I told you to do that. She said, I got distracted by the planes. Fair enough. Of course, that makes perfect sense.
That's completely fair.
Yeah,
That's
that's
right.
completely fair. And it was just like, yeah,
Yep.
okay,
Yeah.
good. Yeah.
Yeah. What was that thing? Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, the planes were good. Yeah.
Planes are awesome.
What
That's
was the
so cool that
conversation
Dad called
about?
me
Oh,
about
the
the
planes. Yeah,
planes.
those are the planes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
Yeah.
got not,
Yeah. I
yeah.
think that's fair. We have to let that one go. Yeah.
Yeah. So
That's how I work.
I got asked this question yesterday by one of my students as well. Just random. These are all random things flying around. One of the students said,
My favorite.
so are you a girl dad? And I was like, what? She was like, I know. We know you've got two daughters, but like, are you a girl dad? And I said, what you have to, give me an example of what that is. Like a dad that's like, hangs out with the girl children. Like, okay, I'm not getting it. And they're like, did you play dress up with the with your children when they were young, put on a tutu and all dresses, be a princess and all that stuff? And I was like, oh yeah, of course, yep. And I said, what makes that a girl dad? Like, why is that a, oh, because my dad never wanted to. And they started telling all their stories about whether their dads played with them as much as they played with their brothers, or what they did with their brothers versus what they did with them. And I was like, oh, that's opened a can of worms.
My word.
So I just thought, you have two boys and a daughter. Did you observe anything like that with your kids and your husband?
No, I really didn't. I mean, even I think when we even split the, oh, I'm going to take the boys away for a camp trip and you girls have a girl trip. I think we only did that once.
Right.
Like we just didn't really, we didn't really split things up like that. Like,
Yeah.
we were involved with whatever they all were involved with, but yeah. So no. And I mean, I get it. I get it. It disappoints me in a way to hear that because I kind of feel like that's what I would have expected of certainly my parents, era. That's kind of how things rolled. But not currently. I kind of want that, the way you are involved with your girls is awesome.
Yeah.
That's I wouldn't want that to be a thing that you're a girl dad. You know what I mean? Like, that's just being a dad.
Yeah, again though, hey, I just let me get praise for doing the bare minimum. Like that's the difficulty of being a man and being a father is,
yeah,
the
right.
praise of
Yeah.
like, oh, well done, you interact with your children. That's So special.
Yeah.
What a good parent
Yeah.
you are. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But no, well, it's not. It goes beyond that because, I know it's becoming more and more common, and I think that's it's a shame it's taking so long, but breaking be out of that, I remember working with you at the school and you would have nail polish on because the girls had painted your nails, and this is when they were toddlers, so it was like up to the first knuckle,
Yeah,
and you
that's
would
right. Nails by
yeah,
Noel.
that's right, nails by Noel, and it would the kids would really like the students would really hear you about that. Oh, your nails are painted, and you'd go, yeah, yeah,
Oh, I should do that again.
that yeah, I think so. Yes, because you're sort of breaking down those really set ideas, and it disappoints me that that is still a set ideal,
Yeah, and
that
it's one of those
that's.
things too, is like they would do that, but then if Noelle came in the few times that she did, when especially when she was
Yes.
little, and she would bring her nail
And do
polish,
everybody's
and
nails.
everyone would line
Yeah.
up, the boys
Yeah.
and the girls would sit there and they'd get their nails done, and
Yeah.
it was this thing of like they question it because they think that
They're
it
supposed
should,
to.
but then in
Yeah.
reality, they're like, cool, I'll get my nails done. That'll be nice. That'll be fun.
That's right. Yeah. But also you showing that, well, yeah, I've got it done, and it's not a, I'm not defensive about it. I'm not anything about it. I've got my nails done.
Yeah.
I'm not different. Was a, that meant that they could do that with some sort of,
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I hate to say it, with some sort of semblance of safety.
Yeah, no, that's right.
That
That's right.
you're not going to turn around and go, oh,
Yeah.
you know,
That the adult in the
that,
room's not gonna, there's no,
correct.
judgment because,
That's
because
right.
they would always say, like, why'd you get your nails done? You're like, 'cause it's, have you ever
Yeah.
got your nails done? It's really relaxing.
It's nice,
There's
yeah.
a reason why people do it. It's nice. It's just, yeah, there's
Yeah.
always a nice way to spend my afternoon with a young child who put on a serious face and
Yeah.
painted half my fingers.
And could do that for ages.
I do it for ages. That's right. Do a couple of coats, put a little
Yeah.
finish on top, put some sparkle. Like,
Yep.
yeah, it was a big
That's
mission.
right.
We should do that again. Right. Yes, I'm going to do that again. Maybe
Yeah.
after this,
Yeah.
I'll get her to paint my nails. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
Yeah.
yes, yes, yes. Yeah, so that was
So,
like.
and I can see lots of, like, to be honest, I can see Simon. Simon wouldn't have done that because he would have been going, I've got to go into an office
Right.
where there's, and what's not said is, and he probably isn't thought consciously either, is I've got to go into an office wearing my suit and my tie, and I'm going to be with all the other white dudes who are have been working corporate, and they're not going to understand this.
No,
Which is, it's kind of sad, really.
yeah, it's I don't know. It's especially for
What
something
would
like
happen?
that.
Buck this, like, what's the worst thing that could happen?
That's right. What
You
is
know?
this indicating to you that is
Yeah.
freaking you out?
That's right. Buck the system, damn it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You said buck, right?
I did. Well, it, either way, it's good.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Okay,
Yeah.
I've got some questions for you.
Fire away.
So I found this thing and it said 100 deep questions to ask friends,
Ooh.
right?
Ooh. Yeah.
This was the first question. I nearly stopped
Right.
then because I was like, what? Okay, I'm going to ask you this. What are your current priorities in this season of your life?
Oh, my current priorities in this season of
I was like, what is
my
that?
life.
What does that mean in this season
You
of
know,
your life?
my current priority in this season of my life is that I ensure I'm capable of walking into the next season of my life.
And what steps are you undertaking to ensure that is that you can continue walking?
Oh, just I've got to keep on these knees are not happy.
No.
These I've just got to keep working with these knees. But I just so just That whole going, okay, well, yes, aging, yes, that's a thing, but still, because you sort of get slapped about the chops. Did I just say that right, or did I get my words? No, slapped about the chops. Yeah, all of a sudden that sounded really rude. No.
Well, yeah, anything once you say it like that. If you raised your eyebrows as you said it, I have been
Slapped about the chops.
if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean, the like my brain is not getting older, probably. It's probably becoming more immature, but my body is not is aging, and due to very unfortunate genetics, it's aging. So I sort of have to. I'm having to put in the hard yards now to slow down things as I get older, and which is, that's a bit fucked because I sort of can't rest on my laurels anymore. You
Oh,
know,
is
like,
that a young
so
person's
that's a
game, resting on your
priority.
laurels?
Yes, it is. Do not rest on your laurels. Put in your, get in your stuff now and whatever, but also just making sure I'm doing new stuff all the time. So, like I've got to go now that we live down the coast. I'm making a goal to get in the ocean every single month.
Oh, that's exciting.
Every single month. That doesn't sound exciting, but it
No, it
is.
is.
Like
I'm excited.
it's very like, yeah, I fucking done it.
When you posted that, like you posted like, oh, I was in this month and my goal is to go in every month. It's one of the few times where I'm like, oh, I want to live at the coast.
Yeah, I
You know, I
know.
would do that. I'd go for a swim at least once a month. And also this time of year, it's always the same feelings. But you remember in Canberra, like we have a summer and it's all a delight and it's too hot and blah blah blah. People say strange things like they're looking forward to it being cold. And then you get to the start of April and it gets really dark in the mornings and you're like, oh yeah, it gets really
Oh yeah.
cold. Winter is
What
cold.
summer? Damn
Yeah.
it.
And winter's really cold and it goes for a long time. I forgot. Yes. It's the same. And then you go get to winter and you're like, oh, summer's good. I can't wait for summer. Yeah, it's
Yes.
I
I
do,
know.
yes. And I do think that it's like, oh, that'd be a good time to be in the coast because the temperature. But the water temperature is lovely this time of year, isn't it?
This time of year, it's actually warmer in the down the south coast now than it was at the start of summer. So that's been very cool. It's been cooler temperature-wise here than that. Oh,
Yeah, we've slipped.
we've
Yes.
wandered into boring weather talk.
So let me tell you about what's happened. No. But anyway, you want to swim in the ocean at least once every month.
At least once every month, yes.
Bracing,
Next
bra
year
bracing
I
in.
might try. Hell's yeah.
So what are you,
Yep,
sorry,
even
Nat,
if
what are you
it's just
doing?
a dip.
Yes, and what are you doing next year?
Next year I might, well, I'll see how I go with this, but next year I might make it like, once a week. I know that I've met people down here who go just about every single day. They, there's a couple of blokes who go to the beach that I use, which is like a lagoon, and they go 3 o'clock every afternoon, and they've invited me to join them, and that's very nice. But I do not swim that well, so I'm quite happy to just go and bo I bob about a lot.
Very British. A very British
Very
swim.
British.
As I say to Justine, getting in like here in Victoria in England, just wading on in with an enormous jacket on. They used to wear those
That's
big
right.
dresses in the water. Can't show anyone your
Yes,
ankles and your knees.
No,
So
that's right.
what are you said you've got poor genetics, which is catching up with you.
Yeah.
What are the genetic things? What are the genetic issues?
I have got hypermobile joints. That's from one side of the family, and I've got
Does that fuck up
a
your ligaments? Is
propensity.
that what that is?
So, and it's really hard because two of my children have got my children who are in their late 20s have got similar joints, and you know, I hear that they're actually really active. I was not a very active person, but they're extraordinarily active. And then they'll complain. One of them is doing lots of sport, and he'll dislocate his knee from time to time. And the other one is working as a mechanic, so he's kneeling on concrete all the time. And they'll show me the, you know, various injuries that they've got, and all I can think of is, oh, they go, oh no, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. I think, oh, it's not. When you're 50, that is not going to be fine. It's going to be really painful. So I've got a propensity to arthritis, and I have got, I've got, what's that? Osteoarthritis.
Oh, yeah.
But I also have very bad scoliosis, which we sort of went, meh, whatever, when I was young.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
Scoliosis,
and now that's right.
schmoliosis.
Scoliosis, exactly. But now what's happening is my spine is actually compressing like an accordion. So
Oh.
I've got a side to side S bend.
Yeah.
So my body is, I've got incredibly long legs,
Yeah.
and always have had. And that's largely my height is my legs, but
Yep.
my torso is
He's getting
compressing
smaller.
like a crushed Coke can. Yeah.
So, when the doctor told you this,
Yeah.
how many seconds did you imagine the sound of your spine as a piano accordion?
Oh, it took me about 3 seconds to.
Yeah,
I could hear it. Yeah.
exactly.
It's a poorly played. And
Yeah, poorly played, of course.
of course it's poorly played. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought. It's like the doctor's still talking, and in your head, you're like,
That's right. Yeah. And
Oh.
sometimes when I catch my posture in a thing, in
Yeah.
it like in a window or a photograph or something like that, like some of the photographs I had today,
Yeah.
I think I hear that.
So, yes, you took a photo today with the
Yeah.
two authors who were quite short,
Yeah.
and you're quite tall, and
Yes.
you were doing some kind of plié. Is that what that is? Is it an arabesque? I can't remember, where you have to do a little squat.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a plié. Yeah, it's like a
Yeah.
plié.
First position, is
So
that first
yes.
position? I don't know.
First position.
No,
No, it's
first
not.
position is
It's
now.
I think it's second position.
Second
Yes.
position, yes.
Yep.
You were in second position,
Yeah.
one foot in front of the
Yeah.
other doing a little squat.
That's right. With my knees bent under my frock. Yes. So that I could get the authors to my shoulder height. God love.
Right. Now, is that something you think about as a tall person? It's
Yeah.
always something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very much so. I had a girlfriend who told me a long time ago when we were both in our early 20s, and I was saying to her, you know, I don't know, like somebody had said something to me about how I was very intimidating, and I thought, me? Like, have you met me? I'm not, there's not, what's intimidating about me? And this friend of mine said, you're so tall.
Yeah.
That you know, she said, I think she sort of came up to my chest really,
Yeah.
and she said, if I stood on a chair, and she did stand on a chair, and she said, how would that be if you had to look up to me all the time and talk to me like that? And I was going, I've never met anyone that I've had to do that with. And she
Right,
went,
right.
well, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
And I became very aware of that, you know, that's what happens. But also, I had terrible posture. Mum sent me to a modeling school
Oh, not
to
June Dally Watkins. Wasn't June Dally Watkins school?
was not it was the cheap version of June Delegations, actually.
Right, yes.
Yeah. To get better posture, because when you're in high school and all your mates are tiny weeny and they're
Yeah.
all, you know, pss, pss,
Yeah, right.
you're out of the loop if you can't hear what's going on. So that's what I would prop, you know, down
Oh,
to
right.
hear what was going on. Because otherwise, if you weren't in the talking, you were being talked about, you know?
Well, yes, that's the high school way, isn't it?
Well, yeah, especially in the 80s, yeah.
The issue of the tall person. Wow, it's so, I mean, I did see something
Yeah.
on the old Instagrams yesterday about girls. You know, you learn very quickly the selfie angle is from above, and that's
Oh
why a
yeah.
lot of white girls
Yeah.
go out with tall, like they like tall men, because tall men are always looking at
Yeah.
them from the selfie angle. Because if you go out with someone
Oh.
shorter than you, they're looking at you from that angle. Nobody likes to take a photo from underneath. I was like, huh, that's
It never even
interesting.
occurred to
No,
me.
it never occurred to me.
My
No.
My very first boyfriend came up to the bridge of my nose.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah. Well, and he loved that I was so tall, and I didn't think twice about him being not so tall.
It's
So,
very
yeah.
strange. It's one of those things where I think height in men is like boobs in girls. Is that
Oh, totally.
when you're
Yeah.
young and everyone's like, oh, why do they like that? Oh, of course they only like them for that. As someone who is short, I was like, oh, girls are just like, that person's tall. I like that.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
and then, and if sometimes you'll bring it up and girls will say, no, that's not true. And you're like, have you ever dated someone shorter than you? Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh. And you're like, yeah,
Yep.
see, that's how it goes. You just don't,
Yeah.
you don't realize your
And I don't
biases.
think, no, I don't think I ever had a relationship with
Yeah.
anybody who was significantly taller than me.
No.
No.
But you're quite
No.
tall, so
And
that would be.
I'm quite tall, yeah. But all the tall fellas I knew, they're in fact all the tall fellas I know
Yeah.
all were really drawn to tiny
Tiny
girls.
girls. Yes, I have a few tiny friends who have
Yeah.
very tall partners.
Partners, yeah.
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 They must get sore necks
Yep.
from stooping down. I'd say, I wonder if there's a
I
link to
wonder,
that.
well, I wonder. I don't know, maybe. But also, yeah, that's right. There would be, because it would be, what are you saying? What's going on? No, not really.
What are you
Probably as they
saying?
get
What are
older,
you saying
maybe.
down there? Yeah, get the ear trumpet out and.
Yeah. But and look, I'm sure I probably always managed to bring it back to that in our chats, but in the time that I was a young person, it wasn't very cool for you sort of you, girls needed to be kind of less than, if you know what I mean. So
Right.
I was one of the blokes. I was certainly treated like one of the blokes a lot
Huh.
because I wasn't a little feminine thing,
Right.
by any shake of the stick. So.
I'm thinking about that, like growing up, of that of friends who were, yeah, I don't know. I'll have to think about that. It's a bit easy to say, yeah, I think that was right for us too, but I'm not sure. I have to put some
Yeah.
thought behind that. The ones who were, I don't know, but it
I was
is,
certainly
yeah.
quiet. Do you know? We'll put it this way. When I think back to that time, my female friends who were loud and, like forthright and that I really admired were
Yeah.
tiny. But the taller they
Right.
were, the quieter we were.
Huh.
You don't draw attention to
I
yourself.
wonder if that's, yeah, like you said, the drawing attention to yourself, because we see it working in high school when the year seven would arrive and there'd be a girl. I wonder, were you the same? Were you already at quite tall by the
Yeah.
time you were 12?
Yep.
And they come in and they
Absolutely.
just
Yep.
tower over everyone, and they just are
Yep.
so out of place, and so you just don't want anyone to notice you, and you just cannot help
No.
but be noticed. And every adult
Yep.
you see is like, wow, you're tall. I'm sure you got that a lot.
Yep. Absolutely. And you're often treated older than you are,
Right.
which was hard, because you look like you could be. So,
Yeah. People just like to point out, you have height.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Good for you.
Therefore, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Therefore, you should behave.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Don't stand
Yeah.
out. We can all see you.
That's right.
Look at this
That's
tall
right.
person. Your parents must be
Yeah.
very proud.
If that easy.
My good old Stu bought me this book once that was called On Becoming a Man, and it was from the 1950s, a very Christian book. And there was
Oh,
a
yeah.
passage in there that was just like, a tall, strapping man is pride and joy for his mother. And it was just like all these weird phrases like that. And you're like, what? I'm very proud that my.
How do I be that?
That's right. Oh no, my mother's disappointed in me because I'm not taller. I'm not working hard enough. It's very strange. All right, I've got a few more questions and then I'm going to let you
Go.
go.
Yes.
I actually like this question. So the weird one about the seasons, what season are you in? If you have a season.
Oh, that's interesting because
Yeah.
it's real and also
It's,
metaphorical.
yeah.
It's
Well,
autumn.
we're in autumn. Oh, autumn is for both answers.
Yeah.
Yes,
Late
right.
summer.
Late summer, yeah.
Yeah.
Some days are
It's
beautiful, some days have got a quite the chill to them.
A little chill in the air. Some
Yeah.
days you want to get out and stride about, and some
Yeah,
days you
some
just
days
want
are,
to curl in with a good book.
some days are frolic days,
Yes.
and others are, oh no, I know what's
Yeah, that's
coming.
right.
Yeah. Oh, I got the first inklings. Yeah, right. Yeah, this was another question, but I actually like this one. This just said, what do you need less of? Yeah, I like that question.
What do I need less of? Do you know, and I don't know, my brain must have ODD, oppositional defiance disorder, because the first thing I think of is, well, I don't need less water, I need more water, and I don't need less books, I need more books. So instead
Wow, that's amazing. So I need,
of
what if I say, what do you need more of? And then will your brain flip it to what you
books
need
and
less
water.
of? Yeah.
No, what do I need less of? I don't know. I don't know. Less IT,
Yeah.
less tech.
Less tech.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Less, need for it. Like, that's just, I'm wanting to use it less and less, and then I find that there are things on my emails that I miss that are actually important, like please renew your passport and things like that. So I'd like to, I would actually, and like even this, Abby was giving me a hard time about, I've got a really bad watch, 10, Apple
Oh,
Watch
yeah.
10. She's going, oh my God, you've got a Apple Watch 10. That's just such a symbol. Oh shit. I don't want to wear it, but if I don't wear it, then how's it going to know that I'm doing all the things that I should be doing?
So, all
How am I,
right. The way you said that was like as techno-fear as it possibly can get.
Oh,
How
so
will
bad.
it know that I'm doing the things that I'm doing?
That I'm supposed to be
I
doing.
need to please my Apple Watch. If my Apple Watch
I
doesn't know I'm doing these things, it'll get angry.
know. Yes, that's right. And this is the thing. I'm a people pleaser, and now I've become a tech pleaser.
Yeah, well, you got,
I'm a tech pleaser.
does your watch have a name? Do you have a name? Like, sorry.
Oh no, that's way dangerous. No.
You're a tech pleaser. I would never say that to you, Alison.
Oh, thank you. Well, now there's probably the most original compliment I've ever had right there, and I appreciate it. And I'm not going to wear my watch tomorrow just as a result of that.
Yeah,
But
absolutely. Get
I
it. Get
refuse to be a
sunburnt.
tech pleaser.
Get a burn on your
I know it's a bit
tan
tragic
line.
though. You can really see someone's going, oh my God, look at that. That's really bad. That's from your, and I went, it's just my melanin. My melanin is just very receptive to the sun.
Yeah,
That's
of
all it
course.
is. Yeah.
You got lovely skin.
I do. I do. I'm living my best skin life.
Best autumnal skin life.
Yes, I
I'd
am.
love
Yes.
that. What's your secret, Alison, to your best skin life? Melanin.
Melanin.
Oh, good. Sri
That's
Lankan
right. Yes.
melanin, it's called.
That was my genetic win.
Yeah, that's your genetic win. Your
The
genetic.
melanin, yeah.
Genetic fail is your accordion spine.
That's
I'm going to put sound effects as you leave. I'll
right.
get very distracted by that. Okay, here's the last question. I like this
All
question
right.
a lot. How do you like to receive care? Now, that's a good question. It could be a bad question in like 40 years' time if I'm saying, Alison, how would you like to receive care?
I don't think that could be a bad question in 40
No,
years'
that's
time.
probably true.
In 40 years' time,
Yeah.
mate, that could be how would you like to receive care? And I would say, I would like to be euthanized.
Oh, really? I was back to poop again and thinking a warm wipe would be great. Not a cold wipe, but a warm wipe if I could
I
have
thought
that,
you were going to
please.
say a warm enema. And I thought, no.
No. Well, I mean, depends. I mean, no. I can't stomach.
Depends is a whole different
That's right.
subject.
Exactly right.
Oh yeah. Do you know it's that whole, wow, you look like you've had a day, I'll cook, or I'm
Well, I
getting,
mean,
so it's that sort of that mental, the mental chores, somebody doing the mental chores for me. I know
right.
that this has been bothering you. I've done it.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
This is a pain in the ass thing that had to be done. and
Yeah,
did it.
and I have actually just done it. Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
that I love that. That's great. Yeah.
That's a good answer. Yeah. That's ooh. Yeah. I'm gonna tell my wife that right now.
I was going to say you might not even be there yet, but
No,
I am there.
I know exactly what that is. It's yeah, especially
Yeah.
if you had a shit day and you're like,
Yeah.
oh no, I'll do that.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
You
I
stay
love
in
that.
bed and read. Oh,
Yeah. Why don't you
okay.
do this? And
Yeah.
yeah.
That's
Yeah.
another thing of like, you know, stupidity of youth, of all my years previously being married, of like, I've had a shit day. I wanted to stay in bed. But I better
Yeah.
get up and do all this stuff. Otherwise, my wife will be annoyed with me that I'm not doing everything. And
That's right. And
then
then
you,
you do stomp, stomp,
yeah.
stomp, stomp, stomp.
And you've been married for a while and you go, I had a real shit day. I just want to stay in bed. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like,
Yeah.
oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
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 Because you're like, oh, if they had a shit day, you would go, yeah, you stay in bed. Yeah.
Exactly.
But you're
How
right.
easy is
It's
that? That's the and you know the ridiculous thing is that's the easiest conversation, isn't it? To
so
go,
easy.
I had a shit day.
But no,
I'm just going to
I'm
do
gonna just
this.
stomp around the house because
Yeah, yeah.
if I don't, then
Because
you
you're not
will.
intuiting what I want, and I can't tell you what I want.
That's right.
So,
Yeah. Idiots. Yes. Surrounded by ungrateful people who don't read my mind.
That's right. That's
Because I don't communicate. Oh,
Yes,
dear.
that's right.
It's very 70s dad, isn't it?
Oh,
I'm gonna stomp around the
100%.
house because
Yeah.
I don't want to communicate. I don't want to tell people how I'm feeling.
Yeah,
So
that's right.
I'll make everyone be on edge.
Yes, I will vibrate it through to you.
That's it. Yes. That's
Yeah.
a perfect way to put it. And on that note, let's vibrate the niceness to everyone to finish off with. Maybe that's
Let's
the right time.
move.
Ooh, we're getting a bit loopy, aren't we? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. That's it. And thank you, Alison. And as customary, everyone stand as Alison leaves the studio.